You're listening to Revelations on Revel Radio, Season 5, brought to you by the team behind Fundate. All about refreshing alternatives to traditional holidays, activity ideas that are not only fun and engaging, but also empowering and growth-oriented. Good morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are listening to us from, welcome. It's good to have you here with us. I'm Flynn, and this is Revelation, a podcast by HeyRevel.com. If you've ever worked in an office, you've probably heard of the lunch break. It's a time of day that is usually scheduled for employees to eat lunch and relax. But if you're like most people, your lunch break is spent trying to get as much errands done as possible before heading back to the office. Or maybe you just don't even think about eating at all because there's just too much work to do. Well, today we want you to start thinking about lunch differently. When you take back your lunch break and make it an intentional part of your day, it can be a great way for you to get more done in less time and actually enjoy yourself at work. I'm back here today with Anne, founder of Revel, specialist in positive psychology. Together, we're exploring the link between lunch breaks and mental well-being. Plus, we're also looking into how your lunch break can help you grow to be grateful for a job you might not be in love with. This and more, right after this soulful message.
Introducing Revel's new soulful care package, designed to help you cultivate gratitude, self-reflection, and self-awareness in your daily life. Included in this package are four items that will inspire and uplift you. 1. A stylish and practical carry-all that reads all the ways to say is perfect for carrying all of your daily essentials, and serves as a reminder to always use your words with intention and kindness. 2. A 5-minute journal will help you focus on the positive and cultivate a mindset of gratitude. Learn how to reflect on what you're grateful for, set intentions, and visualize a positive future. 3. A fun and engaging game that will help you discover your unique strengths and talents and provide insight into how you can use them to achieve your goals and live your best life. And last, but certainly not least, a beautiful pen. This elegant and smooth writing pen is the perfect tool for journaling, note-taking, or any other creative endeavor. It's a tangible reminder that you have the power to create beauty and inspiration in your daily life. With Revel's Soulful Care Package, you will have everything you need to infuse your daily routine with intention, gratitude, and self-awareness. Whether you're looking to boost your mood, cultivate a positive mindset, or simply add a touch of beauty and soulfulness to your day, Revel has got you covered. Order your Soulful Care Package today from HeyRevel.com and discover the power of intentional living.
For many people, taking a lunch break is seen as a luxury, something that we only do if we have time. But the truth is, taking a break is essential for our physical and mental health. In fact, studies have shown that taking a break during the day can help us be more productive, creative, and focused. It can also help to reduce stress levels and increase our overall sense of well-being. So why don't more people take lunch breaks?
We've been conditioned to believe that being busy is a sign of success.
You know, Flynn, I just had this conversation with someone on Instagram like about 2 months ago where, you know, we talked about how we have been conditioned really, really long, like probably since our birth, that, you know, productivity, busyness is in, you know, it means you're performing and that, you know, if you're just seen relaxing, you would be judged for it.
Precisely. When in fact, lunch breaks can be a great opportunity to recharge, refocus, and get ready for the second half of your day. So, Anne, what do you like to do during your lunch break?
Well, I mostly work from home, so I find taking breaks during my workday is absolutely essential for my productivity. During lunch breaks, I like to switch things up depending on my mood and energy level. Sometimes I take a quick walk or stretching a bit to get my body moving, shake off any stiffness from, you know, sitting at my desk for too long. Other times I use my lunch breaks to prepare a meal for myself, which helps me stay focused and energized throughout the evening, you know. But if I'm feeling particularly drained, I might take a quick nap. Sometimes I meditate a little for a few minutes to help me recharge. And if the weather is nice and my son is home, you know, we take a walk together. We take a longer walk to get some fresh air, sunshine. Yeah, but perhaps my favorite thing to do, and I kind of like squeeze this in, no matter how I spend my lunch break, I would have a little bit of time spent reading, because you know I love to read. So I try to like squeeze that in, especially if the day is particularly hot and I'm spending it indoors. So then I'll probably read.
I think the key to making the most of your lunch break is to listen to your body and do what feels right for you in the moment. Whether that's stretching, cooking, napping, spending time with your furry friends, or reading, taking the time to recharge during the workday is absolutely essential for our well-being. Now, really quickly, could you help our audience understand what inspired you to add Take Back Your Lunch Break Day to your gratitude planner?
So one of the things I love most about my co-creator, Mei Li, from GML Gallery, is that, you know, we are very in sync when in terms of our personalities, values and preferences. We both understand the importance of taking breaks and prioritizing self-care during the workday. And we saw that this Take Back Your Lunch Break Day, it aligns perfectly with this philosophy. So we decided to add this day to our gratitude planner. And we saw that it can serve as a helpful reminder to be grateful for the opportunity to take a break and, you know, prioritize our mental and physical well-being. By practicing gratitude for these moments of rest and relaxation, we saw that it can also help people be more likely to continue, you know, focusing on breaks in their daily routine, making time for it, which can have a positive impact on their mental health and productivity. Additionally, we also saw this as a chance to help people to hold themselves accountable for taking breaks and, you know, prioritizing their well-being, even when, you know, their day gets hectic. By incorporating this fun day into our planner, we saw it serving as a tangible reminder to pause, to reflect, and to recharge, ultimately leading to improved overall health and happiness for the users of our planner.
What are some of the activities or practices you recommend for people to do during their lunch breaks?
Get some fresh air. I think that's my most favorite thing. If you're not hungry, if lunch is not your thing, get some fresh air, take a walk outside. This can help clear your mind, improve your mood, provide a change of scenery. I think this is very, very important, especially if you're in a very high stressful job. Practice mindfulness or meditation if the environment you are in allows it. Take a few minutes to focus on your breath. Quiet your mind. This can help reduce stress and increase your focus and productivity. Eat a healthy meal or snack. Eating something too heavy or too rich midday, you know, will just zap your energy. So refrain. Read a book or listen to a podcast. You know, this can provide a mental break from work-related things, allows you to learn and engage with new ideas. You can connect with friends or your colleagues. Socializing with others is, of course, you know, it's a wonderful thing to do. It provides a sense of connection and community. Engage in a creative, hobby-related activity. This also can provide a mental break, allows you to express yourself in a different way. Or if you're allowed to, take a power nap. You know, if you're feeling particularly tired or run down, take a quick nap. This can help you recharge your batteries and again improve your focus and your productivity. But, you know, it's important to note that, you know, everyone's preferences are different. You know, everyone works at a different timetable. So it's important to find out what works best for you and how can you fit in a lunch break for yourself during your workday.
What advice would you give to someone who is struggling to make time for breaks during the workday?
Well, my advice would be to prioritize and make time for it into their day, just like any other task or appointment. Making breaks should not be something you negotiate with. You know, it can help establish a routine and, you know, make it easier, and then you can stick to it as a habit. Additionally, it can be helpful to communicate with your colleagues and supervisors about the importance of taking breaks for your well-being. This can help create a workplace culture that values self-care and encourages people to prioritize breaks as well. If time constraints are a significant barrier, then, you know, you can consider starting with small breaks or micro breaks throughout the day, you know. Even taking a few deep breaths, stretching, standing up and walking around for a few minutes, even this can help provide a little break from work-related tasks. It's important to remember that breaks are essential for productivity for creativity and for overall well-being. Taking care of yourself ultimately leads to better work performance, and making self-care a priority is a valuable investment in one's long-term success and happiness.
That's lovely, Anne. But and I think you can understand when I say that this is not necessarily a workplace culture in all settings, although I must say I have been seeing significant and very encouraging changes across the board. I think employees, especially in some workplace environments, are afraid to take breaks, afraid of coming across as slacking off or perhaps being unproductive. How can employers encourage their employees to take breaks and prioritize their mental health?
Promoting employee well-being is crucial for any organization's success. Employers can encourage their employees to take breaks and prioritize their mental health in several ways. Firstly, you know, they can lead by example. By taking breaks themselves and encouraging others to do the same, they can also provide flexible work options such as working from home or flexi hours, which can help employees manage their workload better and take breaks when needed. Additionally, offering wellness programs that include resources for mental health such as counseling services, stress management workshops and mindfulness training can be helpful. Employers can also communicate to their employees that mental health is just as important as physical health. Set clear expectations for their workload and deadlines, and encourage them to take time off to recharge, to prioritize their mental health. Finally, creating a supportive work environment where employees feel comfortable taking breaks without fear of being judged or penalized can also be beneficial. I think by implementing these strategies, employers can promote employee well-being and create a healthier, more productive workplace.
All right, Anne. You designed your 2023 gratitude planner for your users' well-being, making way for better self-care with fun, science and strategy. How do you see your gratitude planner being used in a workplace environment to help its user grow in gratitude and wellness?
When we first built the first edition in 2022, I think Meili and I, you know, we were just dipping our toes into the planner industry. We knew we wanted to build something that would encourage our users to focus on positive experiences. And this year for the 2024 edition, we're still doing it. Our second edition is continuing to help people feel more positive and optimistic, and in a workplace environment, of course, it will help them feel that in not just their work but about their colleagues as well. And it'll definitely continue increasing mindfulness, because you know the planner will be there reminding you to reflect on what you're grateful for. We have affirmations, we have reminders for the users so that they can increase their mindfulness and be more present in their work. And of course, it will help them foster positive relationships, because the gratitude planner can also be used to express gratitude towards colleagues or team members, which can foster better relationships and boost morale. And I would say it also helps to reduce stress and increase feelings of well-being by using the gratitude planner in workplace. In their workplace, you know, the users can manage their stress and feel more relaxed and focused. And I think my most favorite aspect about the planner is that it really encourages personal growth. And especially for this second edition, you know, we've spent months, researching and really fine-tuning and simplifying. I think the word is simplifying. We've been simplifying wellness concepts, wellness activities, and integrating it into the planner. So the second edition, you know, helps users recognize areas where they have grown and to set goals for personal development, leading to increased motivation and self-improvement at work.
We aren't done just yet. I want to take a moment to share a little about kind stories.
Is everything all right? You look like you could use someone to talk to.
The Kind Stories Project is a part of Revel's broader mission to inspire and empower children to make a positive impact on the world. By sharing these inspiring stories, Revel hopes to encourage parents, caregivers, and children to look for opportunities to make a difference in their own lives and community.
Lily's words had a profound effect on him, and he realized that there was still so much to be grateful for in his life. As they talked, Lily's heart filled with warmth and gratitude, knowing that she had made a difference in someone's life.
Kind Stories can be found on most podcast players. We encourage you to subscribe, give us a thumbs up, and rate our episodes. Don't forget to share our inspiring stories with your loved ones and little ones who may find them meaningful. So what do you say, Ian? Have you got a favourite snippet from Kind Stories' first episode?
Oh yes, I definitely do. Here you go.
The old man looked up at her with surprise, but something in Lily's kind eyes touched his heart.
That was Anne Thomas, the founder of Revel. Find out more about the work she does with Fun Dates by subscribing to this podcast. We'll be back same time next week. Listen again and find out about Revel at heyrevel.com, or follow us and catch up with the archive via your preferred podcast player. To contact the team, reach out via email at people@heyrevel.com. I smiled at her and said, "He really is," she replied. "You two are so cute together." As we started talking today before this episode, I was reminded of this moment, that warmth that enveloped my heart. It would be nice if we were all nicer, kinder. And I wonder, Anne, how can we encourage others to participate and say something nice day and make kindness a more significant part of our communities? I'm Flynn. Goodbye and thanks for listening.